All right, folks, welcome to Potapalooza 2009 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're broadcasting. We are broadcasting live on EAA Radio. For you folks who are here on the grounds, you can come up and join us for the next hour or so up in the Air BP Pavilion in the Honda Forums Plaza, Pavilion number 4. We're on the north end right next to the RVs. This is all your favorite aviation podcasters are here. Let's just start out real quick and go down the line. We'll introduce everybody. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I'm Mark Klepper, AirPigs.
Okay, I'm Jason Miller from the Finer Points podcast, which you can hear at thefinerpoints.net.
Of course, I'm Will Hawkins from the Pilot's Flight Podlog.
I'm Rob Mark from jetwine.com and also the Airplane Geeks.
David Allen from the Pilot's Flight Podlog.
Kent Shook from the Pilot Cast.
Bill Williams from the studentpilotcast.com.
And I'm Stuart Stevenson, Pilot Stu from the Pilot's Journey.
And I'm Jack Hodgson from Uncontrolled Airspace.
Mike Andrews, Pilot Mike from the Pilot Cast.
All right, and Mike is also acting as our recording engineer today and doing a wonderful job. We had quite the fun time doing the setup today, but we're here to talk airplanes, as we usually do on our podcasts. Who's a rookie here? Who hasn't been to Oshkosh before? What do you think so far?
It's overwhelming. Everybody said it was a big show, and they lied.
What's the most nifty device or airplane, or what have you seen that you think is really cool?
All of which I can't afford. I think the Remos was really neat, particularly the new one on floats that isn't really available yet. I also really enjoyed seeing some of the Aztecs, the Kodiaks, the really large SUVs of the sky, really.
All right. We have any of you guys down here, you newbies? Oh, of course. Dave, what do you think here?
I came to this. I didn't actually think I was going to make it to Oshkosh at all. Just the everything fell into place at the last minute thanks to some really cool people, so I made it. As for Oshkosh, I had no intention of actually trying to see anything because I knew it was just going to be so big. But I had all kinds of things I wanted to do at night, all these friends I wanted to see and all these parties and these just cool places. And that's what's overwhelming me, is all the people that I can't see because there's just too much going on. So cut it out.
Yeah, Oshkosh is definitely about the people for me, too. I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm no longer all that interested in Christmas and birthdays and all that, but I felt like a little kid the night before Christmas last week waiting for Oshkosh so I could see all you people, because that's the best part of the show for me.
You don't believe in Christmas anymore?
I didn't say I didn't believe in Christmas, you know, Oshkosh is just right up there in importance to me now.
All right.
But anyway, we have another person who just joined us here. Steve Tupper from the Airspeed Podcast. Hello, Steve.
Greetings. How's everybody?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Steve.
Wow.
The crowd mic is temporarily shorter. We have PZOs. we've counted their legs and divided by two, and we have something in 6,000 to 7,000. So.
All right, now, for those of you who were here last year, there's going to be some microphone victims in the crowd here. Jack here is our roving reporter, and he's going to be coming around and getting some opinions and thoughts from the rest of you. And, again, anybody who's on the grounds who's not here already, we are up in the Air BP Pavilion, Honda Forums Plaza, beautiful green roofs up here just south of the RV parking, and we're going to be here for a while, so come on down, and you will have time after we're done to either make it down to see Wilco Films present their new trailer, which we might talk about in a bit, and you'll also have time to make it down to the theater in the woods before Sully and the crew of U.S. Airways 1549 start out. So come on down, have a good time with us, and let's go ahead and get some victims here, Jack.
So I'm wondering, who's here for the first time, at Oshkosh for the first time? All right, let's wander over. Okay, see, you shouldn't have raised your hand. Big mistake. What's your name?
Hi, Jack. I'm Damon.
And where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
And so you're here for the very first time.
Yes.
And what do you think?
I think it is probably the best place on earth.
Uh-huh.
Good man.
Well, that goes without saying. Someone the other day, you were talking about metaphors for this. Someone said they took the Disney thing. They said this is the happiest place on earth this week. That's right.
Jack, it should be noted that Damon was actually on the Pilots Fly Podlog episode 47.
I know. I just began listening to that episode earlier today, and it's embarrassing.
But he said he couldn't make it. We're like, no, man, you gotta go. And sure enough, here he is.
I'm working.
What happened with that, Damon? Something changed. I think on Monday of this week, we were all following you on Twitter and going, oh, Damon can't make it. So what happened?
At the very last minute, I got authorization to take some time off work, and I planned my trip in 90 minutes and got here 22 hours worth of traveling later on Wednesday.
You needed permission to go to Oshkosh. That's so sad. You're a newcomer. What's your name and where are you from?
Colin Brown from Detroit.
And what did you expect before you came here? What did you think it was going to be?
Huge.
And what is it?
Huge. Very.
What's the best thing you've seen so far? The most interesting thing?
Oh, I the 380. That was awesome.
Yeah. All right.
It was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah, huge.
Would you have thought it was as interesting if it didn't have that wonderful landing on the way in?
I actually came the day after it got here, so I didn't see it come in.
Yeah, but it's the internet. We've all seen the landing.
Yeah, you saw it on YouTube.
Who else raised their hand? Fess up. There was a couple more. First comer. First timer.
People.
There we go. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Sandin from College Station, Texas.
And what do you think? What's the most amazing thing you've seen so far?
I would just say the amount of aircraft that are here and jumbled into one small area, considering, the amount of aircraft that are here. So,
is there an area of the show that is of particular interest to you? Are you a Warbird guy or an Ultralight guy? Or
I'm actually not even a pilot yet, and I drove 30 hours from Texas to get here and just having a time of my life.
Awesome.
You're at Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
Yeah.
The key word there was, I'm not a pilot yet.
Yeah, I know. I
heard
that too.
That's right.
So they do let everybody take one airplane home with them. So which one?
Take the P-51.
Which one are you going to take?
Probably
the A380 is gone.
Yeah, somebody already took that. French guy.
I was interviewing a family earlier today, a dad and his two sons. They'd come here and literally, this just doesn't get any better than this. The dad is shopping for an airplane so the kids can learn how to fly. And so they're going all over the field looking at these airplanes. And I asked one of the kids, if you could pick one airplane for your dad to buy, which one would it be? And one kid said, a Husky. I like the Huskies. All right. And then I went to the other kid and I said, if you could pick one airplane for your dad to buy, which one would it be? And he said, the A380.
I hope dad has a lot of money.
Yeah, well, dad's an airline pilot, so close. throw it back to you. What's going on up there?
Well, I was just kind of thinking for the people who have already been around for a while, what's new and different for you this year?
Besides flush toilets?
Besides flush toilets?
Because everyone's going to say, that's the biggest answer on that question is, flush toilets.
Are those the Kohler? The bulb look of Kohler?
I like to talk about that.
Yeah, well, the flush toilets are definitely a new and different thing at Oshkosh. Really, the porta potties have been tolerable ever since that one particular genius invented the chemical that keeps them from stinking so bad. But
are we really going down this? You still have to look in the hole.
Are you taking that road?
Yeah, this is a path we do not want to go down.
Kent, I gave you an out.
Wave off.
Everybody gives us a hard time for talking about the weather. I don't